time for some extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella joins us from Black Club Chicago. Morning, Jen. I don't know if this time of year people are going to want to hear about a tax on package deliveries. Give us the story here.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, the city is trying to fill a big budget hole, and one alderman has suggested putting a $1.25 tax on each package delivered within the city of Chicago. He estimates it would bring in more than $137 million annually, but Mayor Brandon Johnson is not necessarily on board yet. He thinks that this would only be allowed to happen if the state legislature approved it. So there are some differing opinions on what is needed to make this happen. I will say it doesn't have the mayor's approval, that rarely does happen mm-hmm. in the budget process. Mm-hmm. But they do have a $1.19 billion spending gap that they're contending with right now. And this is just one idea. The alderman who proposed it said, with so many people getting their, more and more things are being delivered. So there's just so many more, there's less of the taxes going into the community from local businesses. Hmm. And it's more of these companies like Amazon getting all of the tax dollars from these products being ordered online.
Yeah, I get that. All right, we won't worry too much about that just yet. let's talk about what's happening with the Border Patrol. They're leaving Chicago this week. Is that right?
Two reports, the Tribune and CBS News, both cited leadership in the Department of Homeland Security saying that Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino and some of his Border Patrol agents would be leaving this week. This comes after their photo op at the Bean yesterday. They all lined up at like 7 in the morning outside of the Bean to take a picture. Our reporter happened to be there and got the photo of them. It did look like kind of a farewell photo, but now DHS is saying we aren't leaving Chicago. They won't answer specific questions as to who's the we here. Is it Bovino that's leaving, but the rest of the ICE operation is staying? So we are working hard right now to get more answers on this. But typically when Border Patrol and Bovino have been in other cities prior to Chicago, they were here for a few months and moved on. And there are reports that they'd be moving on to Charlotte, North Carolina next. That would not mean the end of ICE enforcement in Chicago. It would just mean these guys in green, which they've been at the height of the high-profile events of the tear gassings and a lot of the excessive force allegations, a lot of them would be leaving if these reports are correct. And we are working on it all day today, and we'll have more information throughout the day at blockclubchicago.org.
Stay tuned. Mr. Submarine is celebrating a big anniversary, and I found it hard to believe they've been around here 50 years.
Yeah, it's wild. They have recreated a bunch of commercials. They were known for their, like, Mr. Submarine jingle commercials where there's a floating sub over the Chicago skyline and some cheesy music in the background. They got some local celebs on board, like Ozzie Guillen, to recreate these ads. They also, I love that we had an interview with the owner, and he said, you know, it's not the greatest sub. We're not known for the greatest sub you've ever had, but we're consistent. So I like that, the Chicago Real Talk, and they said that people just know what they're going to get when they go to Mr. Sub. And I know, like, they added fries a few years into their operation in Chicago, and some of my friends say they're the best fries. I actually have never tried them, so
really?
I have to get on that.
Mr. Submarine fries, I wouldn't think. But
same.
Yeah. And I don't know about that slogan. We're not the greatest, but we're consistent. That could mean some things that I don't think you want associated with your product.
The sandwiches in the story look pretty good. Our reporters are actually pretty regular. They go to Mr. Sub a lot. after covering city council downtown. And there are a lot of locations throughout the city. So just a consistent Chicago place that hasn't changed much, has that old school vibe that people in the city love. So
yeah.
They actually had 99-cent subs yesterday to mark 50 years. Missed out on that, but it's still pretty affordable there.
Yeah, and they are everywhere. Dean Richards mentioned this yesterday, and I guess it's official now. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest will have a Chicago segment this year, won't they?
It will. It's for the first time in 55 years. I know I grew up watching the Dick Clark New Year's Eve when I was a kid, and then we'd switch over to the local programming when it was done in New York. So they're hoping that they're going to announce the local hosts and guests soon, and we will be reporting that when we have the lineup. But they are doing a full celebration in Chicago. There will be fireworks on the Riverwalk, some special guests. So this is a pretty big deal for the city, which has not had like an official broadcast like this in a long time. It's usually the local news broadcast, so you have to pick which channel you're going to go with. But yeah, this is a big deal for Chicago. The mayor's office in Choose Chicago announced it Monday. And we'll see who those special guests are.
Yeah, I know they tape a lot of segments way ahead of time in Los Angeles, but what we're talking about here, this would be live on New Year's Eve, right?
Exactly. It sounds like it'll be a celebration downtown on the river. There'll be fireworks. There'll be other things happening. So we'll see if there's like some live music, other things like that. They just announced it yesterday, so we're getting more information hopefully soon.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Jen Sabella, thank you. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
You as well.